Details are emerging about the death of a three-year-old at Canton boy whose foster parents are charged with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton refused to properly feed and care for the child, causing him to starve to death. The couple had been advised to seek medical help, but they allegedly refused to work with medical professionals and canceled multiple appointments. Canton police were called to the boy's Gilbert Circle Northeast home May 5th. He died at Mercy Hospital. Warrants for Givens and Thompson were issued 4 days later. They turned themselves in Tuesday. They're scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Man faces a potential indictment for a two-vehicle crash involving an off-duty Alliance police officer. Case of 53-year-old Martin Flattinger of Homeworth was bound over to the Starr County Grand Jury Wednesday after he waived a preliminary hearing in Alliance Municipal Court. He's charged with felonious assault and OVI. Flattinger accused of rear-ending a car driven by 52-year-old Michael Donnelly on South Union Avenue Monday night. When Donnelly attempted to stop to exchange information, Flattinger's vehicle reportedly struck the car again. Donnelly was taken to Alliance Community Hospital with neck and back injuries. Flattinger is free after posting bond. Settlement has been reached in a lawsuit between Canton and the developers of apartments at the former Hercules Engine plant. The repository reports Mayor William Shearer says the four investors have agreed to make the city whole. 90 market-rate apartments were built at the Market Avenue South property with opening in 2018. The developers reportedly began falling behind on payments the following year and then missed payments altogether. Project received a $3 million loan from the Starr Community Foundation for the first phase. The investors reportedly offered to pay $1 million within 90 days to settle the suit. The total repayments would reach $2.5 million in principal and interest. Council approved the plan Monday. Vacant seat has been filled on the East Palestine Village Council. Members appointed Erin Stauffer during Monday's meeting. She succeeds Jessica Rocco, who resigned last month. She had been the chair of the Recreation, Parks, and Cemetery Committee. Councilman Doug Simpson stepped down in October, protesting the treatment of former village manager Chad Edwards. He was replaced by Barb Harriet. Councilwoman Linda May died in December. John Simon was appointed to fill her seat. Former Austintown Township trustee Steve Kent wants to get out of prison early. He submitted a motion for judicial release to Mahoning County Common Pleas Court Tuesday. He's serving time following a conviction on a tampering with evidence charge in August 2023. Prosecutors said Kent reset his cell phone to impede an investigation. He was previously charged with having a sexual relationship with a Poland high school student while he worked as a resource officer. Kent was acquitted and released from the county jail last October after being granted a stay in the case. His appeal for early release was denied in September. Man convicted of killing a waitress at a Trumbull County restaurant more than three decades ago seeking release from prison. The Ohio Parole Board will consider the request from 66-year-old Robert Williams next month. He's serving 23 years to life for the 1988 slaying of Deborah Blaine in Southington. Williams shot her after an argument over his dinner. Blaine was pregnant at the time. Prosecutors oppose parole for Williams. He was denied release in 2015 and 2020. Human remains were discovered in Trumbull County. A man called 911 Tuesday to say he believed he had found his uncle. The remains were in a garage on Herner County Line Road, northwest in Southington. The property is owned by Robert Wolf, who was reported missing in February. The sheriff's office says the identification and cause of death are pending autopsy results. Preliminary assessments indicate the person might have been in the garage for an extended period. An autopsy is scheduled for Friday. One person is dead after a house fire near Warren Wednesday morning. Firefighters responded to the 300 block of Aspen Drive Northwest in Champion Township around 7:30. Two residents escaped on their own while crews rescued a third from the second floor. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office later said a man died but did not release his name. The blaze destroyed the home's roof and attic. A fire captain suffered facial burns. Police Chief Larry Skaggs suffered from smoke inhalation. Both were taken to a hospital for treatment. The cause under investigation by the state fire marshal's office. Shots were fired at two homes in Warren last weekend. WKBN-TV reports a woman called police Sunday morning to report bullet holes were found in her house and car. A neighbor had called to check on the resident in the 500 block of First Street Southwest after hearing gunshots at about 3 a.m. As police responded, the woman discovered three bullet holes had been found in her daughter's home in the 700 block of 4th Street Southwest. No shell casings were recovered at either scene. An investigation is continuing.